WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One of several suspects has been arrested from yesterday's armed robbery at a Bryan convenience store and the gunfire that hit a Bryan policeman whose life was saved because he was wearing a bulletproof vest. 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan was found shortly after the shooting, hiding inside an SUV. Charges against Ginn includes the robbery, evading and resisting arrest, and trying to take away a policeman's gun.
Sergeant Ryan Bunna thanks area residents living near the Stripe store at South College in Carson for their support.
We went around door to door this morning, and we were telling people they couldn't go home or they had to check in before they went to their house, and they were almost everybody was 100% understanding and polite. We had people showing up offering their support.
Bunna also thanked the multiple law enforcement agencies who combed the neighborhood for more than 12 hours following the robbery. The officer who was hit by the gunfire was treated for minor injuries at a local hospital and released. Bonus says there was no return fire from any officers. No one was injured in the robbery where an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Seven people living in a Northgate fourplex were displaced by a fire yesterday morning. The College Station Fire Department says the fire started in an upstairs unit of the building on Spruce Street. The cause is under investigation. 8 fire units and 20 firefighters spent 30 minutes to get the fire under control. None of the occupants were hurt. A fireman did sprain his ankle and was transported for further evaluation. Add a former Texas A&M president to the candidates to become the next U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Elsa Murano is scheduled to be interviewed next week by Donald Trump's transition team. Murano, who is the director of A&M's Borlaug Institute, which addresses international ag issues, also served as a USDA undersecretary for President George W. Bush. Last week, the Federal Reserve announced an increase in its key interest rate by 0.25%, only the second increase in a decade.
They're hoping that all of the interest rates will kind of move up a little bit because they're trying to make things a little bit more costly, but also some incentive for people literally to borrow money because nobody's been borrowing that much, especially businesses.
Chief economist at the Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines, says the short-term impact on the housing market could be an increase in demand.
And they're looking at it and saying prices are still going up 5 to 8% a year because there's a shortage of houses still. And if the interest rate's going to go up another, you know, quarter of a point, half a point, three quarters of a point during the course of the year, I have no reason to wait.
Gaines says this rate increase, along with the outcome of the presidential election, could also have a very positive impact on the business market. To hear more from Jim Gaines about the rate increase and its impact on different markets, you can go online to WTAW.com. A Houston man stopped for speeding in College Station Wednesday morning went to jail for having 1 pound of marijuana in his car. According to the arrest report, the policeman who caught 25-year-old James Lee Oliver III doing 70 in a 55 on Harvey Mitchell Parkway smelled marijuana. In addition to seizing 4 bags of pot, the officer also found a loaded handgun and a notepad containing names and dollar amounts that the officer believes were drug transactions. It was another successful year for Bryan Broadcasting's Christmas Angels program, and we couldn't do it without the community's support. General Manager Ben Downs on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says all 360 Angels received an extra present this year.
The people at Global Event Catering Services bought shoes for all the children and all the people that we worked with.
That would be all.
It would be all.
Yeah, everybody.
They went shopping. You know, we asked for shoe sizes this year. They went shopping. Got them, wrapped them, and we went by and picked them up. And so everybody got a new pair of shoes.
Down says 136 bikes were given to children this year.
Whether they get a bicycle brought back or not, we make sure that every kid has a bicycle.
Downs also thanked Barker's Heating and Cooling and Viasat for their large monetary donations, which helped bring this year's total funds raised to $19,200. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some periods of rain breaking out across the region. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. Rain tonight remaining mild. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers are possible during the day. Highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild Christmas Eve, 65. Christmas Day, clouds, breezy, chance of showers, highs around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Didn't this just give you the warm fuzzies?
This is, hey, you know, nobody like Nat King Cole, that's for sure. Yep.
Being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
That guy could sing pretty well, you know?
Yeah, just a little bit.
And, yeah. And his daughter, too.
Yeah.
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 This simple phrase.
And that song that they ended up doing together, what was the name of that?
You Are So Beautiful?
No. I forget what it is, but it's just, anyway, to hear them sing together is magical. So Mel Torme wrote this song when he was 20 years old.
Unforgettable, by the way.
Unforgettable. That's the song. And it is. That's a great song, too. But Mel Torme, you know, toured for years. He came here. Actually, I got to see him in concert, which was really kind of a neat deal.
The Velvet Fog.
That's
baby.
It. That's right. And you know, and he had to sing a little bit. He had to sing that song every place he went. You know, because it was his song. And
yeah,
of course, he gets paid for it too. But they told the story that they basically wrote it in a spiral binder on one of the hottest days of the year in California, because they figured, think cool to be cool.
Yeah,
so that's how they wrote the Christmas.
Well, that was like with "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas," right? Didn't Bing Crosby write that?
Yep.
While he was in L.A.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. So there you go, another one of those little Christmas classics. So listen, if you want to go to the Queen's Ball, then you can text us in your name and email address.
No, we have winners.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
okay.
Five, right?
We got five of them. Okay.
Five of them. Yep.
Done.
Wow. Thanks for everyone
right.
who texted in.
Yep. And we'll get in touch with the folks from the Downtown Bryan Association, and they will then get in touch with you, and you can go ahead and enjoy that on New Year's Eve. And, hey, you're welcome. It's like our Christmas gift to you, right?
There. Yeah.
Yeah, that was there. So anyway, it's there's a couple of ways for you to track Santa if you want to do this.
Ooh, Santa.
Yeah. There's Google.
I know him.
Yeah, do you? All right. And NORAD as well. Now, the NORAD thing started a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard the story, it started in 1955. A department store put an ad out that gave children a number to call to be able to track Santa. Problem was, The number got misdialed sometimes. And as a result, that was the NORAD folks who answered the phone. And the guy who answered said, well, yeah, we can track Santa. And they were smart enough to continue to do that. So NORAD does that. They've been doing it for years. There were all sorts of ways that they did it. It's amazing how Santa always gets to your town at midnight, but that's because Santa's magic. He can do that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And, of course, Google also will have it this year if you want to do that. And Wikipedia's got information about the stops. Yeah. But anyhow, if you want to do the NORAD thing, that'd be kind of cool.
So you know how people leave cookies for Santa?
I've heard that's done,
okay. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. So have you ever heard about leaving glitter on the roof so the reindeer know where to land?
No! Oh. I haven't heard that.
Yep.
So that's better just put some strobe lights up there and make
that too. A little runway.
Yeah. But that's another reason to get up on your roof.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to do that.
Especially if you live in the northern part of the United States where it snows and ice is over.
Santa always picked my house to feed his reindeer because there was always hay on the roof.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Look good, it was just hay.
Or sometimes you leave the carrots.
That works for the reindeer. Mm-hmm. Got to do that. And amazingly, Santa shows tremendous control because I can remember times when we would wake up in the morning and there would only be one bite out of the cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which was, you know.
Well, think about how many cookies he's got to eat.
He's got to pace himself,
so
right?
So many.
He has got to pace himself.
Man.
So now on Christmas Eve in Belgium, it's legal for children to throw bananas at police cars.
Yes.
Like
Why?
That. But on Christmas Day in Belgium, it's also legal for police officers to throw bananas at children.
Yeah, that's how it should
nice.
Be.
Yes,
makes perfect sense.
Yep.
In case you didn't know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created by Montgomery Ward. Isn't that quaint? Remember when there used to be a Montgomery Ward?
Yes.
That was back in 1939 for a Christmas promotion. The lyrics of the song that we all know and love, first written as a poem by Robert May, but really weren't set to music until 1947. Gene Autry had the biggest hit on that. Jingle Bells, first written for Thanksgiving before becoming a popular Christmas song.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Here's probably something else you might not have known. For 2 years in the 1970s, Mattel marketed a doll called Growing Up Skipper.
Okay.
Whose bust line increased when you turned her arm.
What?
Yeah, 1970s, just saying. They've probably got a YouTube of it. And in case you don't know what frankincense is, it's a gum resin that is used as a base for incense and myrrh, also a gum resin that is valued as a perfume.
All
so
right.
There you are, just some little Christmas facts
for
you this morning.
We had someone text in and say, my kids have to sprinkle reindeer food on the lawn. It's mostly oatmeal.
Oh, that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, they love oatmeal.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That,
cinnamon oatmeal. Tigers hate it.
Really?
Tigers hate cinnamon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Well, and the thing is, if it doesn't, you know, if the reindeer don't eat it all, then it goes into the ground, it rains, and you have oatmeal trees, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I love oatmeal trees.
Yeah. They're just your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing numbers of single adults are choosing to spend the holidays with their friends rather than travel home to hang with the family.
Yeah, because all you do is get pestered with questions.
So are you talking to anybody?
Yeah, exactly. According to the Boston Globe, more than 40% of unmarried adults say they're just fine not visiting their biological relatives during the holidays. And some of the reasons, expense. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Inconvenience, because flying is so much fun. The ability to stay in touch over the web and Skype, so it's not like you're absolutely not communicating. Most of all, it's that our friends don't stress us out the way that the relatives do.
Yeah.
And you can pick.
Because you choose your friends.
Yeah, exactly. And as we generally just say, it's a great time to spend time with people who really we would choose to do ourselves.
And
if it's family, then it's family. If it's not, then, that's fine. And the other thing is now as we become a more mobile society, people move farther away from their families.
Mm-hmm.
Live in different states or different time zones. And so the traveling back is not nearly as easy as maybe back in the day when it was just a drive, maybe just down the street to see.
And sometimes I wonder, too, just it depending on when Christmas Day lands, because it depends on how much work you get off versus how much vacation time you have to take.
Yep, things that you have to plan ahead for when it comes to that. It's 820.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you
providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. China is warning that ties with the U.S. will likely see new complications, and the only way to maintain a stable relationship is by respecting each other's core interests. Foreign Minister Wang Yi's remarks appear to underscore that China's position on Taiwan is non-negotiable, weeks after President-elect Trump suggested he could reevaluate U.S. policy on Taiwan. Volkswagen is refusing to let nostalgia for the microbus die, with plans to unveil at next month's Detroit Motor Show an electric and autonomous vehicle with styling cues that borrow from the 1950s-era passenger vans. The vehicle is a next step in VW's strategy to eventually become an electric vehicle leader. Oprah Winfrey has found that losing some excess weight can increase her bottom line. The former talk show host, who has a nearly 10% stake in Weight Watchers, is featured in a new ad in which she boasts she has dropped more than 40 pounds on the Weight Watchers plan. Shares of the company soared 15% yesterday after the ad came out. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-206-5761. That's 1-800-206-5761. 1-800-206-5761. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When they are full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown.
For the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry heart, sweet singing in the choir.
The holly bears a blossom as white as leaves.
Treasure any gold, how merry, sweet Jesus.
Rusty Skinner and John Allen from Allen Honda.
We want to thank the Brazos Valley and the surrounding areas for their continued support in making 2016 a great year.
We want to show our appreciation by offering the North American Car of the Year, the all-new 2016 Honda Civic Sedan for $169 per month, and the IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus Honda CRV for only $199 per month. So from our family to yours,
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Reindeer Clocks. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Don't ask Rudolph what time of day Santa's coming to town. He won't have a clue. That's because reindeer lack circadian rhythms, internal clocks that control the daily activity of just about every other mammal. This according to University of Manchester neuroendocrinologist Andrew Loudon. His team found that the genes that normally control circadian rhythms are switched off in reindeer.
So if you ask a reindeer what time of day it is, it would probably have a bemused look on its face. But if you asked it what time of year it was, it could probably tell you with greater precision than almost any other animal on the planet.
Loudon says reindeer don't have much need for clocks in the high Arctic, which is dark nearly 24 hours a day in the winter. But they do need accurate annual clocks so they can start breeding at the best time of year. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
For millions, the holidays are a mixed bag of emotions, including anxiety and depression. As it turns out, social media may be partly to blame. Kim Commando here with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. At the University of Pittsburgh, researchers found that people who use multiple social media platforms, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the others, are increasing their risk of depression and anxiety. Just maintaining and reading all the posts that accumulate on multiple online profiles is yet another area of stress. Far too many people compare themselves to the exaggerated social media puff pieces that others post about themselves and then feel inadequate. All too often, these online profiles degenerate into a group of social media folks all trying to one-up each other. If you're feeling stressed or depressed, consider giving yourself a social media break. Let it all go. Enjoy yourself, your family, and your real friends. And from all of us here at the Kim Commando Show, have a happy, safe, and Merry Christmas. Everyone is now a ransomware target. This year, millions have been attacked. Ransomware encrypts and locks all your computer's files, and it's happened to major hospitals, ordinary folks, even several police departments. The cyber criminals always demand a ransom, usually around $500, a typical car payment. The FBI says, pay the ransom. But Kaspersky Lab says, no, stop feeding the data criminals. Because even when you pay, you probably won't get your data back. The key? Keep criminals out of your computer. Kaspersky Lab gives you the power to protect. More than 250,000 businesses, more than 400 million people all use and trust Kaspersky Lab. I'm one of them. Get protected by Kaspersky Lab right now. As a Kim Commando listener, you get a great deal. You'll get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. I trust Kaspersky Lab, and so should you. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code KIM and you're going to get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code KIM.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A bulletproof vest saved the life of a Bryan policeman after he was shot by one of multiple suspects following yesterday's armed robbery at the Stripes convenience store at South College in Carson.
The officer was treated for minor injuries and released at a local hospital. Sergeant Ryan Bonas says no officers returned fire. Bonas thanked the multiple agencies who spent more than 12 hours searching for suspects as well as the neighborhood residents for their generosity.
Offering their support of, you know, bottles of water or, you know, food or things for officers that have been standing out there for quite some time, some people just came up and offered us a handshake or a hug to thank us for what we were doing, opening up their homes and their businesses so officers would have a place to go to the restroom or just get out of the chilled air this morning just for a few minutes.
Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Shortly after the officer was shot, a Bryan man was arrested on multiple charges. 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan was taken to jail for aggravated robbery, evading and resisting arrest, and attempting to take a police officer's gun during a struggle before he was placed in handcuffs. 1 year since the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, they've done it again. Chief economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M, Jim Gaines, says this increase, along with the presidential election results, could mean a positive impact on the business market. As for the housing market, Gaines says although you might think the 0.25% increase would deter buyers, it could do just the opposite.
Think of interest rate as being a price, the price of borrowing the money. If the prices are going up, you don't want to wait, because you know you're going to have to pay more later.
Gaines says this is only the second increase in a decade, but the Fed expects three more rate increases in 2017. For more information and to hear the entire interview with Jim Gaines, go online to WTAW.com. There's a third Texan in the running to become President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of Agriculture. Trump's transition team announced former Texas A&M President Elsa Murano will interview next week. She joins former State Agriculture Commission and State Comptroller Susan Combs and current Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. College Station firefighters spent 30 minutes yesterday morning getting a fourplex fire in Northgate under control. Investigators say the fire started in an upstairs unit on Spruce Street and spread into the attic. How the fire started is still unknown. Seven occupants were displaced, but none were injured. One of the 20 firefighters at the scene received a medical examination for a sprained ankle. Just after sunrise Wednesday morning, Bryan Police and a Brazos County Deputy Constable responded to a report of vehicle burglary in progress outside a duplex near William Joel Bryan and Villa Maria. According to the arrest report, the officers found 44-year-old Martin Jacobs of Bryan in the back of an SUV. Jacobs said a friend owned the SUV, but the owner said he did not know Jacobs and he did not have permission to be inside. Christmas came a week early for some Brazos Valley families. Bryan Broadcasting's general manager Ben Downs on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says they had 360 angels in this year's Christmas Angels program.
There were 136 bicycles. In addition to the toys, we had people who wanted us to do the shopping for them, and we were able to do that very well. It was $19,200. Wow.
Downs also thanked Global Event Catering for purchasing a pair of shoes for every angel in this year's program. WTAW News Time. It's 8:34. It's 56 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. Find more news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, 8:35. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some periods of rain breaking out across the region. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. Rain tonight remaining mild. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers are possible during the day. Highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild Christmas Eve, 65. Christmas Day, clouds, breezy, chance of showers. Highs around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So one of our radio stations down the hall is Peace 107. That's they do a morning show too. We have a lot of people here in the morning.
Yeah,
you know, which
we
is,
do.
Yeah, and they have a lot of listeners. We all have a lot of listeners, mm-hmm. and so they all bring us food. So there's lots of food around. And then we had a big potluck meal
lunch yesterday.
Big shindig with leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty
it was
of
awesome.
Leftovers. There's better food in the refrigerator today than maybe any other
yes,
day.
Yes. Agreed.
Well, there went Mr. Down.
Yeah, he's
hey.
Here.
Yeah. Okay. He's all dressed up. You know, it was Mr. Downs.
Today. Yes, he is. He is in Mr. Downs' attire.
Guess who's back?
Yeah, it's
back
him.
Back again.
All right, so anyway, Brian from Peace 107 put me onto this. This is something that he's been doing for a long time, apparently, even from his days in Dallas radio. This is called Christmas 1954.
I remember Christmas 1954. Mom and Dad were sick, not to mention broke and poor. Little sister wished on every page of that mail order catalog, but she wasn't big enough to know that Daddy didn't even have a job. Mom and Dad were hurting. There was nothing they could do. The bills were way too many, the dollars way too few. More than once I heard Mama crying behind her bedroom door. Things were looking dark for Christmas of 54. I slipped out one night and went to church. I thought it might help to pray. Time was running out. It would soon be Christmas Day. Lord, take care of little brother and sister. That's all I'm asking for. That's how I prayed for Christmas, 1954. Now, I can't explain the feeling as I knelt there on my knees, but somehow I just knew there'd be presents beneath the tree. So I run home and told Mom and Dad I was trusting in the Lord and that He'd take care of our Christmas for 1954. Before you know it, it was Christmas Eve and nothing had turned up. My faith was getting weaker. Things were looking pretty rough. Daddy got the old Bible out and we all gathered round and he read the Christmas story, but I was feeling down. Nothing shall be impossible with God, that's what the angel said, and I kept thinking on that scripture as the little ones went off to bed. And in the silence of that Christmas Eve, I prayed and walked the floor. Lord, send us a miracle for Christmas of 54. Well, I'll never forget that morning, the squeals of laughter that woke me up. The children were running and shouting, and the room was plumb full of stuff. There was ham and fruit and candy and shiny toys galore. Little brother said they'd found it piled just inside the door. Well, I looked at Mom and Dad, and they just stood there in tears. We never learned the answer, even after all these years. It could have been the preacher or the folks that live next door. Or maybe God just sent an angel for Christmas, 1954.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One, and I am standing on lots of hardwood floors back here. You've got some new lines in that we haven't seen before.
An unlimited number of colors and shades, some mixes of brown and gray that are kind of modern yet classic, traditional looks. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
When disaster strikes, only one service is always there. Over-the-air FM radio. From blizzards to hurricanes, tornadoes to tropical storms, the risk of power outages, telephone, data, and mobile service loss could be dire unless you have your cell phone's FM radio chip turned on.
We had no power.
But we were informed and kept safe with the radio in our phone.
Protect your family, yourself, and anyone you care about with one simple yet significant act. Activate the FM chip in your cell phone.
Turn it on.
Visit freeradioonmyphone.org.
Now, 20 Chill, News Talk 1620, WTAW. There are a whole bunch of folks out there that don't need anything for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't want anything for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have those people, you know, in your home or that you interact with in any other way, and you want to give something, then giving something in their name is really a great idea.
Yeah, that is true.
And you can do things locally, and locally is a wonderful thing. We always talk about how, you know, going and ringing the bell at the Salvation Army is a great thing to do, and we have churches, obviously, that do things as well. But there are national organizations, and this morning I want to mention Chris Meek. He is the chairman and founder of something, an organization called Soldier Strong. And this helps the nation's veterans, and it's a charity that funds and donates medical devices to injured veterans. And,
oh, cool.
And he was able to hook up with a nationally syndicated radio show that basically took them coast to coast. But in case you have not heard of them, Soldier Strong, this is Chris Meek.
Two of them are for upper extremities. One is for veterans who have some form of traumatic brain injury, and so it's an exoskeleton arm. We also provide a prosthetic arm that is the only one of its kind that has moving wrist, fingers, and a shoulder. And then we provide a prosthetic leg, which is the only one that has basically an ankle, so you won't see a hobble when the veteran walks.
And there's a little more.
We were picked up by a nationally syndicated radio station that's based in New York City that literally took us national overnight. And next thing I know, there are people all over the country from Maine to Miami to California doing care packages for us.
So there you go, Soldier awesome. Strong. That's a guy named Chris Meek. And so if you are fortunate enough to have people in your life who have everything they need or want for Christmas, do something for an organization, and that just happens to be one of many that are out there. So how's this for irony? The New Mexico Department of Health say dozens of employees got sick at their holiday party.
Oh,
about 70 staff members say they had gastrointestinal issues after a luncheon at the health department.
Oh.
A spokesperson said, "Do I really have to go out and say something about this?" And
said
there were more than 200 employees that attended the catered luncheon.
Mm.
Investigators have not identified the specific contaminated food. My guess is the caterer lost that gig.
Yeah.
Probably won't be coming back.
It might be getting a visit from the health department soon.
Somebody made some dip that just didn't quite taste right.
You can't write a story like that.
No.
All right, on television tonight, A Home for the Holidays at 7 o'clock on CBS. That's Miranda Lambert and some others going to be performing. This is a pretty interesting show because this has to do with focusing on adoption. It's an annual special that they do.
Oh, yeah.
And so you might look in on that. Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC, if you haven't seen that one. That's kind of a tradition. And I guess a new tradition, it's Taraji's White Hot Holidays.
Oh.
This is Taraji P. Henson from Empire, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hosts this music and variety special featuring all sorts of people. So, and apparently they're rerunning Dolly's special tonight from November.
Oh, really?
Well, only Dolly could negotiate a deal where, okay, yeah, we'll do it, but you have to replay it again in December.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's Dolly. Hey, here we go. Researchers in Israel say they have found the most efficient way for passengers to board an airplane. That is just let them randomly go in and seat themselves. I like
that.
Yeah.
For the better part of three decades, Lance Jackson has gone to work at the Lincoln Center in College Station with one aim, one passion, and that's to serve the community he loves and serve the people, and particularly the kids of that community. After a stellar football career that ended with a minicamp tryout with the Houston Oilers in 1986, he had to get a job. More on that in a minute. Bryan, College Station isn't where Lance Jackson calls his hometown, but it's a lot like it.
You know, this community, even Bryan, College Station, is very much like the place that I grew up in, Temple. There were three things I wanted to become. One was a Temple Wildcat. The only thing I could come close to resembling that experience was to become, you know, a Fighting Texas Aggie. And no other place like it. And I had my opportunity to go to University of Oklahoma, Baylor, Texas Tech, most of the Southwest Conference schools. Probably had an opportunity to go to West Point. My dad was a career military man, and my grades was decent enough, I think, to get in. But I kind of knew where I wanted to go.
Yeah, after playing for the legendary Bob McQueen at Temple, he knew where he wanted to go. He was headed to Aggieland, where he finished in 1985. Yep, that was the first of three straight Southwest Conference championships, you might recall.
But in that senior year, he blew out his knee, and then his goal changed. He wanted to rehab himself. He wanted to see if he could be a pro football player, if he had what it took, not only to rehab, but to also make the team. And he did. And he got invited to that mini camp with the Houston Oilers. Now, he was invited to come back for training camp, but he found out all he needed to know when some of the players who indeed did make the team told him that, yes, indeed, he had the moves. He had what it took to be a pro football player.
At that point, that was my field of dreams moment, I like to say. You know, like when Doc, you know, had to go back.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for me, that was more of a affirmation.
So Lance Jackson went out looking for a job, and he was offered three on the same day. One of them paid about $7 an hour. The other paid about $6 an hour. And the third one paid about $4 an hour.
And I took the $4 an hour job. And I'm still here.
That was over 30 years ago that he joined the Lincoln Center. He's now the supervisor. And it's where a time clock really means nothing.
They pay me to do a job. You know, that job is a 40-hour-a-week job if I want it to be. But I've never given 40. I've always felt like I need to give as much as I could give. So I feel like I owe you guys that, you know, for giving us an opportunity to work for you. So my week is a 50-hour week, sometimes a 60-hour week, whatever it takes. And so here's my challenge to everybody, you know, out there in our community. You know, think about it. There's 168 hours in a week. And if all of us could give maybe just 1% of that week to something or somebody. Now, you can break that down to 1.68 hours, and that's probably an hour and 42 minutes. And that's not what I'm saying. But somewhere within that 1%, just give that. You'd be surprised how much of an impact that it has on you.
Lance Jackson is a Bravo Brazos fan. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
This holiday season, let kindness come with every gift and blessings with every greeting. Starfire wishes the wonderful blessing of Christmas remains with you and your family throughout the year. Starfire, 979-776-2215.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So J.K. Rowling is writing two new books because she doesn't have any money. Poor thing. She outed the new projects while answering a fan's question on Twitter about whether or not there are new books on the horizon. She said, "I'm working on it, literally. I'm always working on a novel. It's my thing." Twitter users then started to speculate whether this meant that new Harry Potter books were on the way, with one fan asking if it would be a novel based on the Fantastic Beasts and where they find them, which is, I think, a
Harry Potter, the
movie.
Boy who wouldn't die and go away.
So where's Chelsea? Is Chelsea, is Downs in there bothering her
Chelsea?
When she's supposed to be doing her show?
Chelsea?
Yeah, here. I'm gonna have to text her.
She's not here.
Yeah, I know. She's not. So I'm going to find out.
We're broken, beaten down.
Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't say that's the case, but anyway, I'm going to text her and see where she is. Okay, here we go. Talk to text. Chelsea, where are you? All right.
Now, whenever you do that on yours, does sometimes it doesn't hear you right and it sends the wrong thing?
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's almost as bad as spell check.
Yeah. And the thing is, I like the idea of talk to text. I think that's a good idea. But and when it ends up, it comes up with words that don't make any sense. And then
here's an idea, Scott.
Yeah.
How about if you had a phone that if you pressed on a web page, like say you're looking on the internet on your phone, like Google,
yeah,
and you press the page, it would read the page to you. That way you wouldn't have to
see
avert your eyes to reading it.
And that would be a good thing as far as City of College Station. They'd like that idea.
There's an app for
the
that.
Is there an app for that?
Oh, I don't know.
The most popular holiday gifts by state in 2016.
Oh, okay.
In Alabama's Turk Fryer.
I'm here.
Oh, hey.
I'm here.
Was it Downs?
What?
Was it Downs that was keeping you from doing your job?
No, I was over on Peace.
Oh. This late? Oh, no.
She
okay.
was making
yeah,
the rounds.
Yeah,
okay,
this time
okay.
of hour.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Because we end the show.
I was making the rounds.
Yeah. We end the show about 5 minutes till because I have a long Christmas song that we
right,
play at the end
right,
of the
right,
show.
Right.
So that's why
oh,
I was trying
oh,
to find
okay.
out where you were.
I'm here.
Amazon Fire tablets, number one in Alaska. That's because you're in Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go outside.
You need to be able to find some way to entertain yourself. Yeah. A Bluetooth smart connection for your body fat scale is number one in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like an old people gift.
Idaho, Vortex binoculars.
Okay.
Makes sense.
For
you know, a lot to be able to see out there. I don't know why, but in Massachusetts, the number one popular gift is the Waterpik water flosser.
They like their dental health up
I
there.
I guess they do. Hamilton Beach Coffee Makers, number one in Minnesota.
Okay.
In Mississippi, it's 20-volt cordless drill.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ah, build me some stuff.
Lots of tools.
Montana got your Hoover carpet cleaner. Okay. In Texas, the Butterball XL Indoor Electric Turkey Fryer. There's only one word in there that bothers
me.
Wow. And that's indoor.
Yeah, that's scary.
Don't be doing that indoors.
No.
You need to be doing that outside.
No. Especially now, right next to the Christmas tree.
Exactly. And in Wyoming is something that I just found out about this week, which sounds interesting. Have you heard of the Instant Pot Multifunctional Pressure Cooker?
Whoa.
No.
This is a pressure cooker and a slow cooker all in one.
Ooh, oh. Fancy.
It sounds pretty interesting because slow cooking is a great way to take really cheap meat and make it taste good because you cook it all day.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, once you get to the office, it's 10 o'clock, you go, dang, I forgot to start it.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't work. Anyway, so look into that. That may be fun. It's the
sounds like Scott found himself a Christmas
present.
Exactly.
Good news.
Yeah.
Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844-RVs for you. Again, that's 844-RVs for you. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
WTAW, it's 5 till. Here's Faith Hill.
Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Not a ring on her head, all her dreams and all her plans. A baby changes everything. A baby.
my whole